Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're like 26 hours from the start of the draft.
I'm pumped. I love it. I like the pick. I like the player. I do like the chime. I like the...
Well, the chime is good.
And I also like the highlights and the instant breakdown. And, I think it was a reach, Jim.
Who did that, by the way? Like, that, there are royalties on that. Who did the little ding-ding, 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 ding-ding? Like, that guy's a billionaire. You ever meet any of those people? Because some of them live in the Bay Area. Like, the people who came up with the little thingamabob, and they're like a bajillionaire.
Like which one?
Well, anything like that. I try not to do the drop because I don't really know the guy. But let's put it this way: my son's sort of acquaintance at high school, his dad, so we've come in contact with each other. There it is. He made the little. It's gone now because Elon Musk took it over and now calls it X. But the little bird. The little bird.
That one?
On Twitter. The little birdie.
That one?
Yeah. He made that.
Oh, he did.
I don't know what else he does in life, but he got real estate in the Bay Area because he made the little thingamabob.
Yeah. Wow.
I want to know who did the ding, 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 ding. Who did that? I'd love to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My guess would be John Tesh. He seems to have his hands in all that stuff,
it
right?
It does seem like something that he would do. Trey Hendrickson, defensive end, Cincinnati Bengals, three-time Pro Bowler, has requested a trade. The defensive end is due to make $15 million this season. He would like some long-term security and is in search of more than Cincinnati is willing to offer. You know, the Bengals are an interesting sort of case study. Because they got all these dudes. Fantasy football loves them some Bengals. And there is a little bit of a low-key comp between the Bengals and the 49ers. It's a team that feels like it's in a window. It's a team that went to the Super Bowl and lost, but has not been able to get over the top. And now it's time to pay the piper. Look at who they're dealing with. All at once, Ja'Marr Chase, option picked up. Joe Burrow, $55 million. T. Higgins, we're going to franchise tag you. Trey Hendrickson's like, where's mine?
Right.
Well, we can't give it to you. Well, then trade me. This is what happens. And the 49ers are just like, they're just at the start of the maze that you have to go through. And I don't know if the Bengals will placate Hendrickson. I don't know if they'll deal him or if he'll sit out or whatever's going to happen next. But yeah, you end up with disgruntled people in your company. And Brandon Ayuk is one of them right now.
Yeah.
And you have to start picking and choosing and moving deck chairs around. And so that's why we're sort of asking the question that we're asking today, because it's very likely that it's going to come down to something like this. And that is, you either trade Brandon Ayuk, or you prepare to move on from Deebo Samuel next year, or you prepare to move on from George Kittle next year, or you mess around with Purdy's deal. Now, there's other things that you can do. Trent Williams has a big number. Kyle Juszczyk, less so. Christian McCaffrey has a big number.
Juszczyk just did one of those rework deals.
He's also a fullback, so that's not enough money, I'd argue. Like,
right,
you can move on from him.
Less, but.
Yeah, but you move on from him, and you, that doesn't clear enough
right.
to do what
it's
you
like
need to do.
It's like throwing Moses Moody in a trade.
Yeah.
It's an add-on piece.
So, we get it. You got to look at the money and sort of the who you want to keep, but then you also got to look at the ramifications for letting said player go. And I do think that's the only thing in favor of the idea of a Brandon trade. The only thing that's in favor of a Brandon trade is that there's not some huge cash, there's not some huge like dead cap number that you're dealing with, which you might be dealing with some of these other players, and you could get a premium return. And I understand that. But I look at it from the opposite view. You're like, because I've heard so many people say this. Shasky said it this morning. You've said it a few times.
Yeah.
Do the Ayuk thing, because you can get something for him. And I'm like, why do you think you can get something for him?
Because he's a good little player.
Because he's super desirable right now. So I look at that as, yes, they'll give you something for him, because he's really good and he's really young. So keep him. Keep him.
Yeah.
This is football. Players like Deebo Samuel, to me, are terrifying to watch play because they do not stay healthy. He has not stayed healthy, and he will not stay healthy going forward. And if you're going to mess around with one of those numbers, that's the guy I'm going to mess around with.
If the number is too rich for your blood, though, then you go ahead and you figure out something else to do. And that's a choice that you have to make. And, you know, you paid Bosa a boatload, and then you restructured George and you restructured Trent. And now if you go out there and you pay Brandon Ayuk as much as he is allegedly commanding or asking for, then you're in a spot where, yeah, you're right, next offseason, hard choices will have to be made. And it does feel like if you did that, you'd be putting all your eggs in the basket of this upcoming year, saying that it is Super Bowl or bust it up. Not Super Bowl or bust, like this whole thing falls apart,
but I don't know.
Super Bowl or someone's going to have to go, and that's a choice that is going to have to be made either now or then. And if you make it now, you at least get something back. If you do what you're suggesting, you sign Brandon, you get to the offseason, and win or lose a Super Bowl, it doesn't really matter, but you're going to have to cut Deebo Samuel, and you get no compensation at that point.
Right, but you have Brandon Ayuk and another year of Deebo still. There's no way to lose that. This portion of the argument is an absolute win for the sign Brandon club, which is if that you would like to be at your absolute best next year, that's the way to play it. That's the way to play it. And it doesn't mean Super Bowl or bust.
You can't say that, because
of course I can.
You can get an additional draft pick and get an additional player to help you this year that makes your team better.
There is absolutely.
You're just looking at the one position.
Yes.
And David Lombardi weighed in yesterday on what you could do to get better with or without Brandon Ayuk.
Right, and then had no answer for what you would do with Ayuk. He was talking about strengthening another portion of the offense, which, by the way, nothing prevents you from doing that anyway, even if you sign Brandon Ayuk, but there is no answer, literally no answer, for the 49ers wide receiver one job.
Yeah, you draft a guy who takes that job.
I mean, we did this yesterday. We did this
yesterday. And we went through all the rookies who had big years.
A bunch of rookies had big years last year. Almost none of them did starting right away. None of them had 1,300 plus yards. None of them
Nakua set the rookie record for receptions.
Right.
And he was their one.
First of all, he was not drafted to be their one.
Well, he turned out to be their
because Cooper Kupp got hurt.
Yes.
Right. So, and he was a sixth round draft pick. So that's a completely different.
It doesn't matter when you take them if they're good.
Of course it does. That's a scenario.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Brock Purdy story tells us that.
Exactly, and everyone has called that luck. So I'm going to say the same thing about Puka Nacua. If they thought he was going to be that good, they'd have taken him in the first round.
They had a 6th-round grade on him, yeah. Mark. I like the pick.
Yeah.
I remember saying that.
Me too. I made a lot of money on Puka freaking Nacua,
did.
Okay? So I got nothing against the guy.
Last time I do that fantasy league.
But like, you're sitting here telling me, like, that story's repeatable. And it's not. That's like an unbelievable story. Brock Purdy, Puka Nacua. That never happens.
It literally just happened twice.
Right. So, like, you can't just go repeat that. That can't be your plan. Nobody is sitting around their war room right now going, all right, here's a plan for tomorrow. Let's go out there. Let's mess Thursday up. Friday, not that interested. But on Saturday, we're going to find a diamond in the rough. He's going to be amazeballs right away. And we're gonna show up the league. You can't go out. That's not a plan.
Well, the plan is to trade Brandon Ayuk and get draft compensation and use one of those picks on a wide receiver like Adonai Mitchell Texas. Ran a 4.34 at the combine.
All right, here's the bet I'll make.
He's got size, he's got speed, and oh, he can beat the press.
Here's the bet I'll make.
Talk to me.
There's absolutely no rookie receiver this year who will match the numbers that Brandon put up last year. Period.
Which
I'll make
numbers?
That bet right now.
Catches, yards, touchdowns?
Yards,
what are we talking about?
Yards, whatever.
You might try and get me with one of these advanced analytics.
No, I'm not going to go advanced analytics on you. I'm going to tell you that the production that came from Brandon Ayuk will not be matched by any rookie this year. And it's crazy to me. You're going to give me examples of like 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Marvin Harrison Jr. Tell me he's not going to go for 1,300 yards?
Like, I could sit here and give you a bucket that is like 95% of the league of all the rookie receivers who don't do that in their first year. And you're going to give me guys who ended up being good, but literally next to none of them were good starting week one. Justin Jefferson, stop. I freaking dropped the guy off of a fantasy league in week 8 because he wasn't doing that much. You could tell he was going to be good. I'm like, well, I'm not here for going to be good. We're playing this league right now. So I don't want to hear about their numbers at the end of the year. You gave me Rashee Rice yesterday. It took him half a year to even flirt with being the Chiefs' number one receiver.
Puka Nacua went 10 for 119
again,
in the opener.
Already addressed. 6th-rounder, not someone you were planning to have good, and the number one got hurt.
But the guy went off. You're saying that rookies can't come in and do well in week one, and
Dibs,
I'm giving you an example of a guy who did just that.
Great. Okay, so we're going to play that game. You're going to get... When I say that's not something you can plan on, you don't get to give me one example in the history of life. Like, we can all do that.
15 for 147 in week two.
There was probably a cow that had two heads once upon a time. But I ain't planning for the next cow to come out with two heads.
You know, there's humans that sometimes have two heads.
Yes, there are.
Yeah.
Some of them actually have two bodies and they're conjoined.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy conjoined
stuff.
Twins.
Crazy stuff happens.
You're not looking for
but
a conjoined twin.
On. Yes, you are.
It's not that much of a miracle.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
For somebody to come in and get 75 grabs.
I mean,
find his way to 1,300 yards, ho hum.
I'm literally triggered by this idea that you could just go find Ayuk tomorrow night.
I got a list from Mike Silver of eight guys who you could plug and or play.
Oh,
it's
God.
Just I don't find it to be.
I remember sitting with buddies. I was sitting with a buddy at a youth sports game, and we pulled out the phone, and the Niners had just played a preseason game. And you'll all remember the play I'm about to tell you about. You're all going to remember. Remember when Trey Lance hit Danny Gray down the left sideline?
Oh, yeah, I can see it now.
There's a go route. Oh, it was a preseason game.
Two words, Mark. Arm talent.
And a lot of you Niner fans, you looked at that play, and there might have been something inappropriate happening to your body.
See it.
At minimum, there were tingles.
Awesome blood flow.
You thought.
Possibly.
Oh, you're like, oh, the next era of 49er football is here. Bust. Bust. I can't sit here and tell you with 100% certainty that there's no such thing as a good wide receiver rookie. But Dibs, acknowledge that you're talking about Johnny Cueto getting a hit. You're talking about something that is
not that rare.
Wildly, absolutely that rare.
If you scout correctly, and I think the Niners have done a good job of late, and if you identify talent, you can find a guy who can come in and contribute and be good. He doesn't have to be amazeballs Puka Nacua.
Yes, he does.
Rashee Rice scored a touchdown in week one.
Yes, he does.
He went 5 for 59 in week 3.
The 49ers need a number one wide receiver. They need one. Brock Purdy needs one.
They have a whole host of guys that they just recently drafted that can take the spot in the meantime while, let me get my list
you're
here.
You're literally
Ricky hitting, Pearsall is ready to go.
You're literally hitting me with, it's okay, trade Ayuk, let's go Ronnie Bell. You're literally
or Danny Gray.
You're giving me that opinion?
You've got Juwan Jennings. You've got Chris Conley.
Juwan Jennings.
You got Trent Taylor
Juwan
back finally.
Juwan Jennings is going to need a golf cart to get how far down the field Brandon can get. Like, he's a phenomenal player for what he does. He don't do that.
Well, then what do we do in drafting wide receivers if we're not going to give a kid a chance? That's all I'm saying, Mark. All I am saying is give these kids a damn chance. It's risky,
but
you've got depth at wide receiver.
I don't want to give kids a chance. I want to win a Super Bowl. You are not going to sit here and do this today.
I like
today.
Xavier Leggett or Leggett. It's unconfirmed, the pronunciation.
You may not.
He's got some upside.
Ronnie Bell.
And Danny Gray.
What are we
doing? Camp battle, Mark. It's camp battle for the wide receiver one.
The league is salivating. It's a salivation sensation. They are salivating over these players.
Cha-ching!
The Eagles have paid two of them. The Seahawks broke off DK. The Dolphins gave Tyreek 30. People lost their minds about the deal, and the Lions just surpassed it today for Amon-Ra St. Brown, who, by the way, Lucas
Who's
was
better than Ayuk.
Who was drafted. Yes, he is. Drafted in the what? What round? Amon-Ra will always list all the receivers who went ahead of him. There's another one.
Fourth round.
Best receiver in the draft. Yet all these expert NFL evaluators had 17 guys in front of him. I'm not playing this game. I don't understand why you do it. I know what it sounds like. Willard thinks Brandon Ayuk is Jerry Rice. No, I think he's Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
And you don't know what any of these other people are.
Well, then you know what, Mark? Just skip the draft.
No,
just skip the whole damn thing.
That's of course not what I'm saying. But you guys would like to play chicken at the. You want to be the Giants' bullpen catcher with the Niners' number one wide receiver position. Just close your eyes, let
the ball
huck a ball at you, and let's hope you catch it. Let's hope. I'm sure it'll be fine. What could go wrong?
Exactly. I mean, what could go wrong?
I mean, you
look at a list of wide receivers who are coming out in the draft, and a lot of these guys have great pedigree, and you'll be able to save some money and give a guy a look, and if it doesn't work, you've already got six other receivers on your team.
You're having a
good
full,
pop them in there.
You're having a full Mavs in five show today. I can see it behind your eyes.
Nah, you're Mavs in five. Are you talking about Steiny?
You are so Mavs in five right now. It's unbelievable. You do not believe what you're telling me.
I'm not just going to sit here and do sit on my hands radio with the draft coming up here in 24, 25 and change hours.
Oh my God.
Take a swing. You're not going to pay Brandon Ayuk what he wants anyway, so let's just have this drag out all summer because he wants more money than you're going to want to pay him. Justin Jefferson is going to jack the market. CeeDee Lamb's going to jack the market. Brandon Ayuk's going to sit here and go, you know what? I want 75 guaranteed.
Didn't you just get a new deal last year?
That's none of your business. No, I didn't reset the market.
It is my business.
You're my partner.
Yeah, exactly.
What was that? That was in September, yeah.
Do you think Odyssey wanted to pay you every dollar that they're paying you?
Based on the way that went, probably. I'll tell you what I didn't do.
Nobody wants to pay anybody anything.
They didn't shop me like they were going to trade me because I was not trying to come in and be all Brandon Ayuk with it.
Not tradable.
It was very reasonable.
Yeah.
Brandon Ayuk is tradable. And if the right compensation comes in, if you get a high second, and you can maybe get your hooks into Brian Thomas Jr.
pulls a piece of paper up to read
this is my
who
bit.
You want.
And if you give me, Mavs I like a Donnie
five.
Mitchell.
Yeah, I know you do.
He flashes foot quickness needed to beat the NFL press.
Dibs, look at me. Malachi Corley, big thighs. Big thighs. Western Kentucky.
That was your guy from yesterday.
Yeah, that's your Debo replacement next year. Unless it doesn't work out. Then you got time to figure out something else.
You might not even have to trade up to get my guy, Troy Franklin.
Oh, he's
31st
good.
Overall.
Is he a duck?
Oh, yeah.
Of course he is.
Oh,
he doesn't talk about anything.
He made Bo Nix.
Mm-hmm. When Grandy and Sterling and E-Dog are in here tomorrow doing the draft, Grandy's only going to talk when ducks get picked.
So funny.
Talking about how centers are the biggest hit rate.
Yeah.
Jackson Powers Johnson, center out of Oregon. He's going to be the star of the draft. Book it.
What's his grade? When's he going to go?
Probably in the teens.
In the teens. Okay.
Yeah. Calling an offensive lineman the star of the draft.
That's how good he is.
Penei Sewell got a new deal today.
If we can just circle back to your cockamamie stat that you retweeted from Adam Schefter. Trey Hendrickson, who he wants to be traded.
Yes.
He got a second contract, but not from his own team. So is he considered a miss because he's a three-time Pro Bowler?
Of course not. We already went over that.
I'm taking off example after example why that stat is meaningless.
No, you're ticking off outlier after outlier.
You're weaponizing it against my wide receivers.
I mean, you're sitting here, and how many times in a row are you going to say Rashee Rice, which A, is not a good example of what I'm talking about, and B, is an outlier. They're outliers. That draft you just went through, you're like, okay, let's go through it. Who are the wide receivers? Okay, number one, Henry Ruggs. He's in jail. Sweet. Next, Jerry Jeudy. He just got absolutely thrown out the door in Denver. Those are your first two. Freaking SEC, Alabama, can't miss, physical freak, wide receivers. Let's get them. What do you got? Dumped in jail. I just gave you these numbers. The flaw in the number is there, but it doesn't debunk the entire list. Wide receiver in the first round is the hardest thing to evaluate of any position in the league.
That's why you don't take one in the first round. And you're using number 31 on Granny's quaint little duck. You're going to get an offensive lineman that you can plug in either now or in the immediate future.
Maybe.
Because you need help on the right side of your offensive
line.
Maybe
they might trade
down. Maybe you're going to get a corner.
They've only got 22 guys that got a first-round grade, and if they're all gone, maybe they'll just leave.
How many of those guys are wide receivers, I would wonder? Or do they not look at wide receivers because they've got their two guys?
They look at everybody.
Exactly.
They have to be ready. They're not doing their job if they're not ready.
And if they're sitting there at 31.
How many are first-round grades? Probably at least three.
Three or four.
Probably more.
And if you're sitting there at 31 and one of your guys is available, then you pick up the phone and you say, you know what?
Those dudes aren't going to be available.
They might be
available. Roma Dunze is not going to be available at number 31.
Right, but they may have a guy further down the draft who they gave a first-round grade to.
That's not even my point. My point is that we can sit there and give them a first-round grade, and they might, high good chance, be wrong.
Right. My point is you don't need to use first-round draft capital on a wide receiver to replace Brandon Ayuk. You just draft a guy who's good.
Of course you can do that, but you're not going to know that. And most guys, if not almost all, fine, Puka Nacua. Outside of that,
mm-hmm.
like there's a reason he broke every record. Why did he break every record?
Because he was really good.
Because nobody does that. Nobody does what he did. Like literally nobody does that. It's never happened in the history of the league, and you want the Niners to just walk out there this weekend and replicate it. No problem. Just go do something that's never been done before.
Jordan Addison came in last year and immediately was good.
He's fine. He's not immediately good.
Tank Dell had a very good rookie year.
He did.
Listed as Nathaniel here, and that confused me momentarily. I'll be honest.
He's also got a torn ACL.
Third rounder, but he had a great year until the old ACL gave out. Yeah,
so okay.
As a rookie.
Did an okay year. Yeah.
I mean,
I didn't say they're not allowed to play, but you can't count on them to be WR1. By the way, the two guys you just mentioned, neither of them were ones. Jordan Addison was playing next to Justin Jefferson until he got hurt. And Houston's number one is named Nico Collins. You're asking someone to come in and replicate your top target.
For a team that passes the ball the fewest amount of times in the National Football League.
Yet still very much needs to pass it.
Yes, yeah, some.
Like very, very, very much needs to pass it.
They ran it more than they passed it. One of three teams to do that last year. So
barely,
it's not.
Barely. What? 52% of the time.
Just something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, facts are facts. I hate to stand behind the stats all the time.
Even though they don't tell the story. That's what I'm into.
Well, the story is they're a run-first team.
And the story is that in today's NFL, you better have a freaking good wide receiver. That's why everyone's paying $30 million for it.
Or have an elite tight end and a running back who can catch it.
We're all in love with our running back, right? The league thinks he's half as good as a great wide receiver.
Well, he is half a wide receiver, at least.
Well, why
as much as he gets thrown
why
to.
Why is he only getting $16 million?
That's a pre-existing deal. Well, he's not a wide receiver.
Nobody's gone by it.
Right.
Running backs just get cut. It's like, yeah, I see ya. Why? Because you're a lot more replaceable.
And you're a lot more likely to get hurt. And he's got an injury history.
You know who's more likely to get hurt?
Don't say it.
Deebo Samuel.
Oh, I can't believe you just put that on him. It's bad juju.
It's not likely. It's just a historical fact.
Juju also had a good rookie year.
He was all right.
I'll have to look it up.
Well, yeah, he was
running material over here.
WR3.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.